Our next guest says the impending eviction crisis is a national problem that could affect millions of people. Emily Benfer is a law professor at Columbia Law School and creator of Eviction Lab's COVID-19 Housing Policy Scoreboard. We spoke about this a few months ago when many states still had protections. Emily joins us now with the latest. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So, Emily, right now, about 40% of those states with protections have let their eviction protections expire, with 23 million people now facing eviction. What has changed and what states are really becoming hotspots?
You're exactly right. At the peak of protection, when we last spoke, about 42 states in the District of Columbia had a statewide moratorium on eviction in place. But those protections are beginning to expire, and about 23 states have resumed evictions, and at higher rates. For example, we're seeing that the Eviction Lab, which created an eviction tracker system, documented a 37% increase in eviction filings in Milwaukee, where housing protections have since expired. In New York City, housing groups are anticipating 50,000 evictions as the moratorium expires. In Massachusetts, 70,000 by January. So on and on, we're seeing there's increased evidence of eviction filings across the country.
This eviction crisis was already happening before COVID-19, which has just exacerbated and accelerated it. How did we get here, especially when it comes to affordable housing?
Even before this occurred, when the pandemic hit, 20.5 million families were already struggling to pay the rent each month. They often had to choose between necessities like food and the rent. Nationwide, only a quarter of renters who need rental assistance actually receive it. And between that scarcity of federal housing support, the loss of 4 million affordable housing units over the last decade, renters are already increasingly vulnerable to eviction. To put this in perspective, 4 evictions were filed every minute in 2016, when the national unemployment rate was 4.7%. Today, unemployment is over 3 times that level.
I mean, which really speaks to something else. Right now, we're seeing this global protest against police brutality and for Black lives. Do you see housing as part of this greater struggle?
Absolutely. I think housing justice and racial justice are deeply intertwined, and the housing crisis is disproportionately affecting minorities. After controlling for education, Black households are more than twice as likely as white households to be evicted. And in multiple major cities, 80% of people facing eviction are people of color. And that rate could increase significantly as eviction moratoriums lift. In fact, in one survey, over 70% of Black and Hispanic adults said that they did not have the emergency funds to cover 3 months of expenses, whereas about half white adults said the same. And I think this inequality is in great part due to the longstanding effects of racially discriminatory housing practices in lending and zoning policies, such as redlining. Today, white families have more than 10 times the wealth of Black families. And making matters worse, families lost all homeownership gains made over the last 50 years due to predatory lending practices in the early 2000s and the foreclosure crisis that followed.
Emily, what can be done to address this inequity right now?
It's an excellent question. I think as an immediate measure, the federal government should create a nationwide moratorium on evictions to buy us the necessary time to provide the rental assistance that will sustain renters, states, and local governments in the housing market.
But Emily, what do you say to landlords who argue that eviction moratoriums are not the solution?
I think eviction moratoriums are a stopgap measure. And if they lift before federal financial support is in place, the United States will plummet into a major eviction crisis, and that's going to have negative consequences for property owners, for landlords, for society as a whole. When the rent isn't paid, mortgages and property taxes go unpaid. States, cities, school districts, landlords, banks, the housing market, entire communities suffer as a result.
That's Emily Benfer, Columbia Law Professor and co-creator of the Eviction Lab's COVID-19 Housing Policy Scoreboard. Thank you so much.
Thank you.